Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody tries to jump the line in front of you. What we call it in Philly is when somebody try to bust in front of you in line. How do you handle that situation? I think that that's a dangerous thing to do. You know, cut in line, bust in line, jump the line. Now, people don't take kindly to that. And, it doesn't or won't always result in a violent confrontation, but it's just not something that you want to take a chance on. So how do you handle it personally? We going to talk about that. We only going to talk about that for a minute, but at this time we're going to be y'all bright, and I'm here to do y'all right and shine, and y'all shine right along with me. We do this thing eating like nifty 50, whatever you call it. We gonna do the thing. I can't call it. All right. Random act of kindness. Let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is your daily. Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. It's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Sunday from 11 a.m. till around 12:30-ish, but it's only going to be a half hour today because I got the Eagles game to go to, and it starts at 1 o'clock, so I got to make sure I get on the body here. Anyway, this is a show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called life and try to figure out exactly how do we fit. We play on the monkey bars and the swings and push each other up the sliding board. We be on the merry-go-round and in the sandbox. We just trying to figure out this thing called life. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. And we are here. We are in motion. We do this thing. Taking off fast lane, no coasting. And today we're talking about a random act of disrespect. How do you handle a situation where you are being disrespected, blindsided by somebody? How do you handle it? How do you deal with it? What's really good? You know, there's some people who don't take kindly to disrespect. I don't think that anybody likes to be disrespected, but people handle it in different ways. Well, how do you handle it? Like I said, if somebody tried to cut in line while you were waiting, and you know, in the past couple of years, we've had some lines that we've had to wait to get into. Lines to get tested for COVID. Lines to go to get the vaccine shot. Stand in line. You know how it is. I hate standing in line. I hate waiting in line. But what I really hate is when somebody tries to get in front of me in line when they have it because they don't want to wait any longer. And I ain't going to front, man. I'm going to tell y'all the absolute truth. Even when somebody who is handicapped gets a chance to get in front of the line, I'll be like, well, whoa. Listen, I'm not unsympathetic to anybody's plight, but I have handicaps myself. Like, I got a gap in my tooth. I consider that to be a handicap. It's stopping me from being all that I want to be. Matter of fact, I got gaps in all my teeth. It's a handicap. It's a handicap. Somebody got to do something about it. So, you know, it's a situation. Somebody tries to jump in front of you in line, it don't always go well. An argument may ensue. There might be some pushing and shoving. Sometimes you might have to give a person a look like, yo, don't try to get in front of me. That's not going, yo, don't do that. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. I'm not in the mood right now to go through it. Don't you do it. One thing that's hard to ignore is when somebody get punched in the mouth. You know how it is. Last time you saw somebody get punched in the mouth. Ja Biggs. What's going on, Ja Biggs, my man? And Cherry, Dana, Cinderella, Dane. Well, there's the woman Dana Dane with fame. And I am Lee Dunlap in the house. Said Emily. And Robbie Mingus here to do what thinks she's something like a queen for a king. Thanks for coming through, queen.
So, yeah.
We're going to take this little time out today. We might have to extend this show to tomorrow if it does what I needed to do today. Other than that, we just tackle it today and be through with it. But how do you handle a random act of disrespect? Some of y'all have grown up with parents who wasn't having it, and they may have taught you not to have it either. Now, some people handle random acts of disrespect with more intelligence. Like it's like a chess game. Like, oh, I see you trying to diss me, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my intelligence to make you feel even stupider than you was trying to do to me, because you must think that I'm stupid if you think you're going to disrespect me and get away with it. You got to be. You either crazy or stupid to think that. So you might do some things where you strategically weave them out, get them in a position where you get the upper hand or the advantage. That may be the way that you handle random acts of disrespect. Random acts of disrespect. Like, there are some people who you probably know who are regularly disrespectful. Either they don't know better or they are resistant to doing better. So that's something that we have to deal with on an individual basis. But when you are paying your money, you know, that those are the times when it really gets dicey. When you are paying your money, like when you go into a store and you paying your money, I don't care if you're getting a discount or not. I don't care if whatever is on sale. You ain't trying to spend your money in a place where somebody is treating you like you a second class citizen. Has any of you, I believe that all of you in the chat are black, and you know that there's no way that you're going to get from the womb to the tomb being black without ever experiencing some disrespect on the basis of racism. Have any of you ever been in a situation where somebody let a white person go in front of you when you were already waiting, as if their money was better than your money? Has it ever happened to you? Has it ever happened to you? You wasn't expecting it to. Has it ever gone down? Did you face the situation with a frown? Has it ever come across? Somebody tried to treat you like you were an employee when you're the boss. Ever come through? What did exactly you do? Well, let me see. Let me see. Hold on. What y'all talking about? Well, talking about. Emily Dunlap says, that ain't no dang handicap. Don't tell me I ain't handicapped. I am. If you try to put somebody with no legs in front of me, then my gap is a handicap, and I'm going right after them. So I don't care if we was 168th in line. If they get pushed up to the front, I'm going to be right behind them with my gap too on some old. Like, he was just cool a minute ago. Like, it's a bad condition. It comes randomly. Yeah, I know I'm going to hell for this. I don't care. I've been sentenced to hell plenty of times. This didn't be no difference. It's Sunday. All right. Anyway. Cherry says, I think it depends on if it's family or not. I don't get disrespected a lot, but when I do, it's usually from a woman. A lot of times I let it go. Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting. Emily Dela says, how I handle it. Boxing gloves. You punch them. Some people do handle it that way. Good looking out, Ja Biggs. Good looking out. He said, you use my video to speak out loud for me. That's what's up. I'm glad I could do that. See, Carrie Wright says, that just happened to me a few days ago in Jersey, at a gas station over in Jersey. Yeah, it happened over in Jersey. I saw the bullshit happen out in Jersey. My brother Ansel Jones is in the place in Baltimore. They always glad to see the man's face. Emily says, Ja, when I first came across his videos, I was like, but then I decided to actually listen, and I'm glad I did. Yeah. You only stayed because you thought I was cute. Who you think you fooling? You know what I mean? Ain't nobody stupid. Okay. So, yeah. fast food, you know, when you go into a fast food restaurant, you know how it go. You know how it go. People who work in fast food are not always the happiest people. And you know what? I'm going to step out and say this, and I ain't even trying to be disrespectful or disregard. First of all, anybody who makes an honest dollar, they got my respect. That's number one. I don't care if it's fast food, because everybody can't do the important jobs in life. Every damn job is important. Somebody got to flip the burger. Somebody got to drop the fries. Somebody got to do. I forgot what they call it. There's an official name when you work in fast food for when you clean, when you mop, sweep and mop the seats, the benches, the seating area. Aisle duty, no. Whatever. Everybody has a job, and those jobs help that business, that billion-dollar business, that multi-billion-dollar business to stay afloat. So there's no disrespect for anybody's job when it comes to that, not from me. But when you deal with people who work in fast food, because sometimes, a lot of times, they don't make a lot of money, they don't seem to care if you are happy or not, or if you are satisfied or not. Like, I don't know if it deals with the training or the culture or whatever the case is, but many times you will find situations where a fast food worker may treat you like they're not worried about getting fired, because they figure, I can go to another fast food place and get a job. Don't nobody want these jobs. Don't nobody stay at these jobs for a long time. That's how they feel. It's not that that's true. I've known people who worked in fast food, moved up to be manager, moved up to be regional manager, and started making some really decent money. And there is money in fast food. If you are ambitious enough to realize the benefits of working in fast food, do you know that if you work in a fast food restaurant, any of the so-called good restaurants, the swanky restaurants, will hire you with the quickness, because they know if you can make it in that high pressure situation where you were barely getting paid and you thrived in those situations, shit, come on over here. You won't be chef, but you can for sure wait tables or work in the kitchen or whatever. You are welcome here. Because it's hotel and restaurant hospitality experience. So you have to be taught the business angle and the benefits of anything that you do. But anyway, so a couple of years ago, my baby likes to go to McDonald's. I don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? But she likes McDonald's. She likes McDonald's. You know what I mean? Say what you want. But she likes that damn nasty ass food place. So I take it in. And one time I took her there, summer of 2019, and the girl was calling my baby's number. You know how if the food is not ready right then and there, they give you a receipt with a number on it, and when they call you, you know, they call you up to get your food. So my baby didn't hear when they called her number. So she was like, let's say the number was number 84. No, 84. And she took the bag and slammed it on the counter. And my baby heard it. And my baby took the bag. I was like, oh, what we doing? I saw red like a bull. Like, what the fuck? Yo, I was like, yo, what you think you doing? And the girl didn't know that I was with my baby. I was like, yo, let me talk to the manager right now. And the manager happened to be right there. I said, yo, my baby ordered her food, and she didn't hear when she called the number, and she gonna take the food and slam it on the counter. Yo, I think you need to do something about it before I do something about it. And it was like, I'm sorry, Miss Mac. I mean, they didn't know my name. I'm sorry, sir. Blah, blah. Nah, I ain't no sorry. I need some fries with that. I ain't going to make you lose your job over that dickhead shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you got super size. You got to supersize them nasty ass, you know, unhealthy fries. Yeah, give me the fries before I call corporate. All right, give them some fries. But yeah, I don't like for nobody to disrespect nobody that's with me. I don't care if you one of my loved ones or if me and you just happen to be on a project together. If you with me, we it ain't going down. Random acts of disrespect or regular acts of disrespect, it's not going to happen. It's not a good look, and we not doing that. So that's what happened with that. You know, fast food. When I get disrespected, I feel extra disrespected. Because I'm like, I'm big enough to knock your head off. I'm just keeping it a buck. These ain't fake muscles. These knock your head off muscles. So you don't have to be scared of me. Good. I'm going to knock your brave ass out. And we could have avoided this situation. We really could have. And most times we do. And don't get me wrong, I'm not that aggressive. I'm really not. I use physical aggression as a last resort. But when it gets there, you're going to be sorry. And I'm going to be sorry too. Because I'm like, you know, we're all black people. It shouldn't be this way. Don't you scratch me. That's disrespectful. And it was random. Okay. All right. Okay. Cal Chamber, let me Favorita. Glad to come through. See ya. All right. And we says, stop fooling yourself. Your head going to get big. It's already big. Yo, you said, or bigger. It's already big. Okay. He said, I use the video to scare off the folk who don't like the harsh topics, like them dealing with mental illness. Cool. And they were scared? Book me for an event so I can do it in person. Cherry says, I think it depends on if it's... Oh, wait. I think I already read that. Okay, my bad. Emily says, I just get nuggets and fries from McDonald's. That's what she get, too. What a coincidence. Because how can they mess that up? The nuggets can be cold. Oh yeah, they can mess that up. I don't know how y'all eat them nuggets, man. That's not chicken. What is that shit? It's processed. But all right, whatever. Robbie Mink says, I don't eat that garbage from McDonald's. Listen. I won't even drink water from McDonald's. Even if it's bottled. They be selling that Dasani bullshit. I ain't drinking that shit. Ooh, is you crazy? I won't even drink a cup of ice from McDonald's. Like, nope. This bad ice. TK Wright says, at the same time, customers feel like it's okay to be disrespectful towards fast food workers, even when they're nice. That's supposed to have been even when they are nice. Yeah, Carrie, that's supposed to be when they are nice. See, that says even when they're nice. It's like it's there, like over there or right here. Like there. No, it's supposed to be T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. Okay, anyway. But you're right. A lot of people do show total disregard and disrespect for fast food workers, and that's wrong. It's totally, totally fucking wrong. I mean, would it satisfy you more if they stood on the corners and sold drugs or sold their bodies and shit like that? Somebody's trying to make an honest living doing what they do. And I don't care what stage you are in your life, because a lot of people look at fast food as a children's job. It's not a children's job. It's a job for people who need to make money. That's it. Yo, we got to go. We do. I can only do this show for a half an hour today. I'm going to go for like 5 more minutes. I see we have a caller on the line. I'm going to take the caller, and then we got to get right on up out of here. Okay, hold on. Robbie Mink says, what I don't like is when I go to the store and the cashiers don't get my change. Don't give me my, don't put my change in my hand. They put it on the counter. That is disrespectful. Now, nowadays, they try to say because of COVID. Mm-mm, I'm not going for that. Ansel Jones says, someone had left the older military veterans in front, had let an older military veteran in front of them in the line because he had a handful of groceries. Someone behind them said to them, I'm not letting them in front of me. Okay, you fix that there? Okay. It's something. You know damn well that I wrote it right and my phone changed it, sucker. What, the phone don't know the difference between there, and there? Really? Really? Really, TK, right? Morning, noon, and night? Really? I think I see a lie coming right in my sight. All right. We have a caller on the line. Ow, ow. We have a cat on my thigh. Hey, don't give me that stupid look. All right. Caller with the last numbers, 4215. Welcome to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind this morning?
Yo, what up, bro? How's everybody doing out there?
Man, feel like a real man should.
Good rock, man. Should. That's what's up. Hey, I tried to type in something, but I couldn't. So I'll give you my little story. You guys don't have a Kroger groceries out your way, do you?
What's the name of it?
Kroger.
No, we don't. You don't have that.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little grocery chain around in the Midwest. Anyway, I'm in this one particular one, checking out, not a significant amount. And the Caucasian cashier took it upon himself to want to brag about his tan to me. So while he's doing all the scanning and stuff, you know, he's feeling pretty arrogant too. I'm like, okay. I said, well, you know, it doesn't suck that you can't naturally be blacker than me. So total comes up and he's looking at me. I walk out. I left him to avoid all that shit out. Yeah, how about that?
That's exactly what he did. Now that I like. That's the type of retaliation that I like. Now I'm gonna make you get to work. I'm gonna make you do your job. I'm gonna make
you don't want to do. Oh yeah, and yeah, considering that, you know, they always getting our black dollar anyway. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you just a peon anyway. Yeah, but no. Yeah, I sort of felt good about that one.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Pretty good, but
yeah. But you did. You handled that exactly the way it should be handled, because you know we mess around and get ourselves in trouble by perpetuating violence and all of that kind of stuff. We can't win in those situations a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? They want to paint me as the angry black man or woman or whatever. Next thing you know, here we are fighting a case, having to get lawyers and all that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Spending a day in jail, having to make bail over somebody, over a situation where we really could have just used our brains and calmed down a little bit. But we have to be trained to do that.
Right. Yeah, the wit thing, yeah. That's something that we haven't had much practice on, or at least training to, you know, the battle of wits type of thing. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed with, but I'm far from the dullest.
I'm the exact same way. That's exactly where I am with it. I ain't nowhere near the best, but I ain't the worst. So you ain't going to do me like that, son. No.
Right. And if I have to, you know, just let it pass and come back and fuck with you later, I'll do that too.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to get real petty on them.
Oh, yeah. I can do that. I can do petty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because. Oh, you said you had a short day today?
Yeah, I got to get out of here. I'm about to go to this game.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, all right. Well, I'm glad I got to get that in a little bit, and glad everybody's doing okay out there.
Appreciate you coming through, man. As always.
Word.
As always.
Word.
All right, you have a great day.
All right, cool. You too, man. I'm going
to holler back at you.
All right.
And yo, y'all ain't getting out of this. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to do a part two tomorrow, though. We're going to do a part two because I feel like it was just heating up, whatever. So, you know, we gonna keep that same energy, though. Let's do these birthday shout-outs, though. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. September 19th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Merci. Merci. So, merci. Merci. No, merci. Yeah. Sosa Figueroas? That's a strange name. Was she Portugal versus Spain? Okay, anyway. Tony, turning 33 years old today. And also Tony Wall, happy birthday to you. And LeMay Angelique, turning 41 years old today. And Martha Edwards, turning 60 years old today. And Jay Will, happy birthday to you. And Henrietta Bailey, turning 46 years old today. Actually, that says Henrietta. Okay. And also Miss Sticky Barbie Minaj. Miss Sticky Barbie Minaj, turning 39 years old today. Hopefully when you turn 40, you'll... Okay. So also Ingrid Pedrosa, turning 51 years old today. And Unique Reed, turning 27 years old today. And David Jenkins, last but not least, turning 50 years old today because he's his life 1971. And he is the prodigal son. That's done. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. September 19th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. Random acts of disrespect is something that you have to deal with probably on some type of regular basis, and you're never really prepared to deal with it, but you know you have to deal with it. I would say the best thing to do in those situations is to keep your wits about you and think about the outcome of the situation based on what you can control, which is your attitude, which is your actions, and what is your reaction. We'll be back tomorrow, though, to take care of this thing. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. Thanks for all y'all coming through. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this short broadcast as much as I enjoyed bringing it to y'all. You know, so I holla. I said, you know. I said, I. All right, so Blog Talk, let me get you out of here. I holla back, y'all. See you next year, tomorrow.